From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility, but the incident took place in an area often targeted by the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says the fusion of different technological advances will be a major focus at the forum's annual meeting next week in Davos. Lisa Schlein reports.
As part of the formal agenda, more than 300 sessions will deal with critical issues involving global security, the refugee and migration crisis, geopolitical tensions, climate change, sustainable development, and the global economy. Taking center stage will be an in-depth discussion about what Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, calls the fourth industrial revolution. Schwab says the revolution is being driven by advances in artificial intelligence, robotics, autonomous vehicles, 3D printing, nanotechnology, and other areas of science. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's spokesman declined to comment Wednesday on rumors that the 91-year-old leader had suffered a heart attack, saying a response to the latest speculation about his health was unnecessary. Spokesman George Sharamba's response to a text message sent by Reuters asking for an update on Mugabe's health. An online news site in Zimbabwe published a letter Tuesday by an anonymous author saying that Mugabe had collapsed. VOA News.